Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Some relationships are just plain wrong. You look back and you wonder, what possessed you? Then they're the type where anybody anywhere looking at it would realize this is a bad choice. So this week I'm looking at three movies about choices like this. There's a middle-class woman in 19th century France who falls for rich scoundrels. There's a woman in 1940s France who falls for a Nazi. And then there's a woman in contemporary LA who falls for a pimp. Tangerine, directed by Sean Baker. It's Christmas Eve in LA. Cindy and Alexandra, played by Kitana Kiki Rodriguez and Maya Taylor, are best friends who work the sex trade on the streets of Hollywood. Alexandra wants to be a professional singer, while Cindy, which is short for Cinderella, just wants her Prince Charming. But her Prince Charming, Chester, played by John Ransone, is hardly a prince. He's a white pimp and a drug dealer who walks around an electric blue hoodie, and he's as skeezy as they come. But he says he'll marry her, so she's not a happy camper when she finds out he's been sleeping with another woman. And not just that, she's white and a cis woman. Both Cindy and Alexandra are black and transgender. So she heads out to find Dinah, the strung-out blonde, played by Mickey O'Hagan, and set her straight. Meanwhile, Razmik, played by Karen Karagulian, is an Armenian cab driver who frequents the same hood. He's married with a kid, but he'd rather spend Christmas Eve with people like Cindy and Alexandra. His wife doesn't care, but his mother-in-law suspects something is up, so she heads out to catch him in the act. Things all come to head when all the characters in the movie converge on a Hollywood donut shop. So will the cheaters come clean and the liars tell the truth? Tangerine is a low-key, low-budget indie look at the streets of LA. It concentrates on the funnier things, but it doesn't shirk from showing the grittiness and precariousness of the people who live there. The cast is uniformly good, especially the stately and elegant Maya Taylor and wild-child Kitana Kiki Rodriguez. So does the movie perpetuate negative stereotypes of trans women? Maybe, but I think the performances are sympathetic and well-rounded enough that they seem real, not exploitative. You feel for them. This is a good movie. Madame Bovary, directed by Sophie Baft. Okay, it's 19th century Normandy near Rouen. The beautiful but naive Emma, played by Mia Wasikowska, is a woman raised in a convent who is married to a simple country doctor. He's boring, unambitious, and he's a bit of a prig. He says, beds are for patients, not doctors. Emma soon discovers that means beds are for sleeping, not for good sex. So she's left alone all day with nothing to do. What happens? Soon enough, there's a parade of men at her door promising a better life. Monsieur Leroux, played by Rhys Ifans, is a salesman who tempts her with Parisian fashion and golden candlesticks. She has to look good if she wants her life to improve, he tells her. She has to get better. And never mind the cost. You can buy whatever you want on credit, he tells her. So next comes Leon, played by Ezra Miller, who's the last romantic, an aesthete with delicate porcelain features. Won't she go for a walk with him, listen to some music? Then there's cynical Omé, played by Paul Giamatti, who says he'll help them climb the ladder of success if they just take some risks. And then there's the Marquis, played by Logan Marshall Green, a local rake who takes her for hunting with horn and hound, and he sends her love letters and says she can run off with him and live in his castle. Will Madame Bovary find her true love? Or will she succumb to their trickery and her inescapable debt? Okay, Madame Bovary, based on the famous novel by Flaubert, is a cautionary tale about the dangers of upward mobility. film's a straightforward retelling of the story. It sets up the ending from the very first scene, so you know what's going to happen. I guess the director assumes everyone knows the story already anyway, but even so, you'd think she would pretend to be interested in it. I found the movie totally devoid of passion. I couldn't connect with any of the characters. They're not even particularly likable. Though visually stunning, rich in detail, this is a work of art to watch. Visually, the movie doesn't have much else going for it. Suite Française, directed by Saul Dibb. It's France in the 1940s, right after the German invasion. Pretty young Lucille, played by Michelle Williams, lives in Bussy, a suburban town just east of Paris. She barely knows her husband Gaston before he's sent off to fight in the war. Now she lives alone with her unfriendly mother-in-law, played by Kirsten Scott Thomas, a prosperous landowner on her country estate. And despite all the refugees pouring out of Paris, scared for their lives, Lucille's mother-in-law is doing quite nicely, thank you. She's even raised the rent of her longtime tenant farmers on her land, pushing some of them out of their homes to make room for desperate refugees who might pay a bit more. But when the Germans all arrive, well, everything changes. They're forced to share their home with Lieutenant Bruno, a handsome aristocrat played by Matthias Schoenaerts. Seems like a nice guy, fond of classical piano music. And he plays one song called the Suite Française, of the movie's title, that she's never heard before. Lucille, who studied music herself, is forbidden to talk with him, but, well, when you share intimate quarters, it leads to an increasing familiarity. Meanwhile, farmers Madeline and Benoit, played by Ruth Wilson and Sam Riley, are forced to accommodate their own lieutenant, the cruel and vindictive Kurt, played by Tom Schilling. Benoit wasn't drafted because he walks with a limp, but he hates the Germans with a passion, and when he sees this officer making eyes at his own wife, he is livid. He locates a hidden rifle and sets out to defend both his honor and his country. So as the story develops, the true nature of the characters then begin to reveal themselves, and we start to question our first impressions of who's the good guy and who's the bad one. The movie is based on the novel by Irene Nemirovsky, written during the war. She was killed in a Nazi concentration camp, but the book turned up again 60 years later. It makes for an engrossing, romantic, historical drama. Really good. The acting is terrific, especially Kirsten Scott Thomas as the mother-in-law, as well as the farmers. Basically, all the roles were great. It's a rare look at the war that was written and seen while it was going on, before they knew the ending. I like this movie a lot. So Madame Bovary and Suite Française, which are both in English, by the way, start today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Tangerine opens next Friday. Also playing now is a documentary, Dark Web, about the dark side online. I interviewed director Alex Winter during Hot Docs. This is Daniel Garber, the movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.